Today's program is brought to you by Korin, supplier of Japanese chef knives and restaurant supplies. For more information, visit korin.com.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to Feast Your Ears. I'm Harry Rosenblum from the Brooklyn Kitchen, a cooking store located at 100 Frost Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Join me every Wednesday as I talk with people about what they do and how it influences their personal food stories. This is a show about people, life, and food. Please take a moment to like the show on iTunes and reach out if you have any questions. You can email me, harry@thebrooklynkitchen.com, and you can follow me on social media at @thefoodballer. Today is episode number 49 of Feast Your Ears, and I'm pleased to have with me in the studio Moxie Ann Rosenblum. Say hi, Moxie.
Hi.
Karina Kurosawa. Say hi, Karina.
Hi.
And Jude Alistair Crafton.
Hi.
Hi, guys. So today's show, usually I interview adults, but today I am joined by three second graders who all go to PS 132 here in Brooklyn. And I asked them to come on the show today in part because they have the day off from school. It's Yom Kippur today, October 12th. And Moxie is my daughter. And so I asked Moxie and two of her friends to join me today on Feast Your Ears to give me their perspective about food and food at school, and to talk about what seven-year-olds like to eat and drink. So thank you guys for coming. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourselves and tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself. So Moxie, why don't you start?
I'm the host's daughter, and I enjoy doing art.
Very nice. Karina, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Karina, and I really like art.
Awesome. And Jude, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jude, and I like cooking pasta.
You like cooking pasta? Is pasta your favorite food?
Yes.
And do you make it at home?
Yes.
What goes into pasta?
Flour.
An egg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How often do you make fresh pasta at home?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. So I want to know about what you guys like to eat. I mean, I know a little bit about what Moxie likes to eat because she lives with me, right? Karina, what is your favorite food?
Well, since I'm Japanese, I like Japanese and sushi.
Oh, nice. Nice. What's your favorite? Is sushi your favorite type of Japanese food, or do you like other types of Japanese food? Like, do you like ramen better than sushi? What about curry?
Yes.
Yeah? And if you could have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Curry.
Curry? Japanese curry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Moxie? If you could have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would be salad.
Oh, really? With dressing or without dressing?
Without dressing.
Without dressing. And what kind of things do you like in your salad? Do you like a salad with, like, nuts and raisins, or do you like it just vegetables?
Tomatoes and lots of vegetables.
Nice. That's awesome. And Jude, what about you? One food the rest of your life.
Pasta.
I'm sensing a theme here with you, Jude. You like pasta?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys all go to PS132, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about PS132?
PS132 every year has a kite festival in the summer, or more near to the summer. Not like when we're not in school, but when we're still in school on one of the weekends. And last year's, when I was in first grade, we had a kite festival, but it was very windy.
Was there food at the kite festival?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. My mommy was helping work with the people who had meat.
Oh, awesome. So I'm more interested, I think, in the not just about the kite festival, but about the school itself. So PS132 is an elementary school,
mm-hmm.
right,
yeah.
in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And how many grades? It goes up to what grade?
Fifth.
Up to fifth grade. Yeah. So you guys have a few more years there.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been there for a few years, right?
Mm-hmm. But last year was Karina's first year.
Aha.
Yeah.
So What do you guys, how does the day work at school in terms of food? Like, you get to school in the morning.
In the morning, if you want to, you can get a breakfast. I usually do once in a while sometimes.
Me too.
And then you have, like, a little time
to,
like,
talk with your friends.
Yeah, and then your parents.
Breakfast.
And then your parents come up and they... I mean, your teachers come and they pick you up for learning, and then you learn for a bit, like a couple hours, and then it's lunchtime. And
lunchtime, my favorite part of the day.
Mm-hmm. I like lunch too.
So let me ask you guys this: Do you bring lunch to school, or do you eat school at the cafeteria? School lunch.
I sometimes bring lunch to school.
And do you make your own lunch? Or does your parents
help,
make it?
I help my mom make it.
And what do you usually have in your lunch?
A salami sandwich with, like, cherry tomatoes and a cookie.
Sounds delicious.
What I usually have is cheese. Like, sometimes I have cheese with some meat in my sandwiches, and sometimes I have turkey, and sometimes I had for lunch what I had the night before for dinner.
Yes, that is true. Sometimes you get leftovers. I know that because I pack your lunch. What about you, Karina? Do you take curry for lunch since it's your favorite food?
Yes.
Yes?
That's exciting. I have a lot of Japanese food, and sometimes I talk too much, and my mom sometimes gets a little mad because I don't eat all my lunch.
Oh, because you're too busy talking at lunchtime with your friends and not doing enough
time
eating?
Because we sometimes sit near Jude, but the tables are split up, so his table is right next to us, so we try to put our foods where, like, each other are. So he's across, and then me and Karina are next to each other.
Got it. Yes. Now, do you guys share your lunches at school? Is that allowed?
Only if the teacher doesn't see.
Oh, so you have to be sneaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So, like, Jude, who brings stuff at lunch that you really like? Do you guys trade? I remember when I was little, we would always do a lot of trading.
Oh, like, yeah. I don't trade.
I sometimes give my one of vitamin C gummies, but now my mom actually chews to eat it all every morning because she doesn't want me to give them to my friends.
Oh, I see. Moxie, what do you usually trade?
I usually trade Karina, like, if I have little candies, which I got yesterday. Like, I got Welch's fruit snacks, and I found it in my lunch at recess, and so we traded, like, if it was an even number, so we split it up and had it.
That's nice. So I heard, how's the hamburger at PS132?
We haven't tried it.
Oh, you haven't tried it? Karina, have you tried it?
Yes, we did.
Karina, did you like it?
I've tried it, and it's really good.
It's really good, because I heard from one of your classmates. I saw one of your classmates this morning, Ever.
No.
I don't know whose class Ever is
not, in. It's not in ours.
Oh, well, I saw Ever's dad, and Ever's dad told me...
Who's Ever?
That Ever thinks that the hamburger...
Who's Ever?
Who's Ever? I don't know. Moxie can introduce you to her tomorrow. I'm not sure whose class she's in, but... Her dad told me that Ever says that the hamburger at PS132 is the best hamburger in Brooklyn. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen lots of my classmates, I sit across from them, and they said it's, like, really good. So,
yeah, have you had a hamburger you like better, though? I mean, Moxie, do you think it's better than at Park Luncheonette or better than at Peter Luger's?
I've never been to Peter Luger's.
We had people had burgers for
yesterday for school lunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It shows. So I'm holding the school menu, and it shows up on Tuesdays that you guys have hamburgers.
Yep.
So this, on the menu that I'm looking at from school lunch, there's something called Eat Your Colors. Can you guys tell me about that?
Oh, that's so on the salad bar, there's these superhero vegetables.
Yeah.
like Batman?
Like,
Superman?
No.
Lantern?
They're like really funny. They're really
like the carrot has eye vision. And this is laser eye vision.
And I don't know what the cauliflower is one.
But the lettuce one is strong. Yeah.
So, broccoli. What about broccoli?
I forget what that is.
So does that mean where it says eat your colors that every day there are lots of different colored vegetables?
Yeah. Okay. So every day we have something different. And if you get school lunch, you could take it. And if you don't, just don't. Because usually if you don't get school lunch, then your parents usually pack you vegetables.
Got it. But even if you've brought a lunch, let's say you brought a lunch and you... I'm going to ask you this question, Moxie. Let's say you brought a lunch and you didn't like the vegetables that I packed for you. Do you then go to the salad bar and get more?
Yeah, or you can just get a tray. You can raise your hand and say, can I get a tray for the salad bar? And they usually say, sure. And so you go up to where you get your lunch and then you get the tray with nothing on it, pretty much. And they sometimes let you do that, right?
And then what happens on Friday?
It's pizza day.
Pizza day.
So I also hold back my dad packing lunch for me on that day because I really want to, that day, I really want to
have pizza. I don't want those school lunches.
Sometimes if I don't like the pizza, they always have peanut butter and jelly, so you can get that. But it's definitely not for the peanut allergic twos. So they kind of have to get pizza on that day, or the main special every day because peanut butter and jelly is
right. So
all day.
Karina, do you like the pizza day?
No, because I don't like American pizza.
What kind of pizza do you like?
But we're going to have pizza right now out here.
I love Italian.
Not right now, but
when we have lunch, we're going to have the pizza.
Yeah.
Can you guys, I can't really see into Roberta's. Can you see any pizza out there right now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How does it look?
It looks really good.
So these people over here, I see they're having a little plain pizza.
And does it look as good as the pizza at PS132 or better?
Better.
No, not as better.
Not as good. Yeah. So you think PS132 has better pizza than Roberta's? Yeah. That's scandalous.
Because they have this it's like bagel shaped with and then it's all pizza. It's really good.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That's really good. Yeah.
Is there anything that
it's
you
It's always plain, so you don't have to like, hey, I don't want the mushroom or... Because it's always plain.
But what if you wanted mushroom on your pizza? Could you go to the salad bar and get mushrooms and put them on your pizza?
We don't have any mushrooms.
Oh, really?
At the salad bar, no. Oh. But you have to pack mushrooms in your lunch if you want to get that.
So are you telling me on Friday I should send you with mushrooms so you can put them on your pizza?
Like, I could, like, take them in a tiny bag to bring to lunch?
Sure.
Maybe.
Why not, right? So let me ask you guys, is there anything that you wish they had at school lunch
see? Yeah, like salad already made.
Oh, like mixed together. Jude, what about you? Is there anything you wish that they had at the school lunch that you don't see there that you really like?
Not really.
What about fruit? Do you guys get fruit at school lunch?
We do. Kind of sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like what?
Like,
you kind of sometimes have to pack fruit if you're gonna, yeah.
No, like no, we got oranges.
Sometimes on, like yesterday, we had like juicy peach thingies and they were in this little plastic cup and
it was juice, but.
And juice fruits. Yeah. And once you ate all the fruit, you could drink the rest of the juice from the bottle or what it is.
Yeah. And they're also, a couple days ago, they have like these apples. Like usually for breakfast, they give you apples. Like you get to pick if you can put it in. There's already stuff in the bag, and you can pick if you want it milk or cereal and stuff like that.
So, Karina, is there anything that your mom packs for your lunch that you wish you would stop packing for lunch? Like that you just don't like and you don't eat?
No.
No? What about you, Moxie?
Yes.
What should I stop packing for your lunch?
Prunes.
I don't know if I've ever sent you prunes. This past week I sent you with some figs.
Yeah, stop sending me figs.
Okay,
noted. I love figs.
Well, why don't you trade the figs to Jude then? Jude, what about you?
Yeah, usually sit with him, only sometimes.
Jude, what about you? Is there anything that you usually get in your lunch that you don't want, that you wish your mom and dad wouldn't pack?
Not really.
So when I was little, my mom, Moxie, your grandma, used to tell me a story of this. It was very famous in our family, of a salmon salad sandwich that my grandma packed for my mom when she was about your age. And my mom didn't like salmon salad sandwiches. And so she packed it for lunch on a Monday, and my mom didn't eat it. And she brought it home. And you know what was in her lunch the next day?
What?
What do you think?
Salmon salad sandwich.
That's right, a salmon salad sandwich. And she didn't eat it because she didn't like it. And you know what was in her lunch on Wednesday?
Salmon salad sandwich.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what was in her lunch? You didn't eat it. You know what was in her lunch the next day?
The same thing.
The same. Isn't that gross? Do you think she sent the same sandwich that she made on Sunday night every single day of the week all the way to Friday?
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, that's what my mom thought too, but you know what? Wasn't true.
What?
My grandma told her years later that she, in fact, had made her a new sandwich every single day. But my mom still didn't like salmon salad sandwiches.
But she thought it was salmon salad sandwich.
She thought it was the same sandwich.
Oh.
What so about, do you guys like salmon salad?
I just like salmon.
You just like salmon.
Me too.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to hear about other things that you guys like, just like salmon.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And this song is Old Brown Dog by The Hollows. We'll be right back.
Welcome all you strangers. Today's program is brought to you by Korin, supplier of Japanese chef knives and restaurant supplies. Korin is proud of their Japanese culture and traditions, but they want you to know that their products are not just for Japanese restaurants. Their knives and tableware bring out the best qualities of food from every culture and fit into every restaurant, from French to Pan-Asian to American, and that is why they're located in New York City, where people from every country in the world come to eat. Korin's unique store in Lower Manhattan is home to perhaps the most extensive collection of Japanese chef knives in the world, including Japan, plus the rarest natural sharpening stones and exquisitely designed tableware. They also host special events such as knife sharpening demonstrations and parties with New York's most famous chefs and restaurateurs. Korin is dedicated to this ideal, bringing the implicit and elegance of Japanese culture to your table, be it in your home or in the finest restaurant. For more information, visit korin.com.
Back to Feast Your Ears. I'm Harry Rosenblum, and with me in the studio today is Jude Crafton, Karina Kurosawa, and Moxie Rosenblum. If you weren't listening before the break, they are all second grade students at PS 132 here in Brooklyn, and they have off from school today. So they joined me in the studio to talk a little bit about food. So earlier, before the show, we were talking about pet peeves related to food. So Moxie said that her pet peeve was people playing with their food. Mm-hmm. Does that happen a lot at school, during school? A bunch of people play with their food?
Like, if you have, like, sometimes people have goldfish and they pretend that they're swimming in the ocean and then that they're a shark and they eat it.
And that really bothers you, I guess.
And it's annoying.
All right.
No, it's not to me.
It kind of is.
And Jude, you said something about slurping.
Yeah.
Does that annoy you, or do you like to do it?
I like to do it.
You like to slurp? What kind of things do you eat when you slurp?
What?
Like, do you slurp soup?
Oh, no. I like to slurp noodles.
Yeah, slurping noodles is really good, right?
Yeah, it's really fun and funny.
But actually, you should do it.
What? Why?
Yeah, that's how you eat it.
What? That's,
yeah, tell us about that. Tell us about that. Karina, you're supposed to slurp noodles, right?
Yeah.
Like when you eat ramen, you're supposed to slurp them.
Right? I love ramen. I love ramen noodles.
But it's actually really fun to slurp them.
Do you guys have a favorite restaurant?
Oh, yeah, I do. My favorite restaurant, I actually have a couple, but my favorite one is Park Gungeonnet. We live near it. We go to it sometimes on the weekends. Like, we go to the playground first, which is near it, and then we go there.
What about you, Karina? What's your favorite restaurant? Do you have a favorite?
Actually, this is a Spanish-Italian pizza restaurant.
Ooh.
That's really good, and I really like it, and sometimes we go there.
Nice. What's it called? You don't remember?
I really know it, but I've heard.
What's your favorite thing to eat there? What's the best dish on the menu?
Pizza.
Pizza. I'm hearing a lot about pizza. What about you, Jude? What's your favorite restaurant? Jude? Do you have a favorite restaurant?
Not really.
Okay, is it a pasta place?
No. I don't have a favorite place.
No?
To eat.
Let's talk a little bit about breakfast. We've spent a lot of time on lunch.
Oh, the breakfast, they have cereal a lot in my school, but I usually sometimes take the cereal, not a lot.
Oh, I meant, like, what do you normally eat for breakfast? So, Jude, do you have breakfast before you leave home, or do you have breakfast at school?
I have breakfast at home, and sometimes breakfast at home and school. At school also.
What do you usually eat at home for breakfast?
Cereal.
Cereal. What about you, Moxie?
At home, I'm not supposed to eat cereal because it makes me mad in the daytime.
What?
It's kind of like a monster getting into my body. And then it makes me be mean to all my friends, so I don't want to do that. So what I do is...
I know, you said doo-doo, it's funny.
I eat egg. Which is yum, yum. Sometimes.
Yum, yum.
And Karina, what about you? What do you eat for breakfast usually?
Sometimes I eat curry.
Curry again? So you, wait, are there days where you have curry for breakfast?
Curry everywhere.
And then curry for lunch and then curry for dinner?
Yep.
Three times a day? Curry, wow, it really is your favorite food. That's amazing. So
you have it three times every single day?
Not every single day.
What about you, Jude? Have you had the same meal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
No.
Never?
I have.
Well, what have you had, Moxie, that was the same?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I've had egg.
Yep.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What?
Because I had an egg with the whiting for lunch and another egg.
So
stop it, Jude.
When I asked the pre-show questions that I ask, you each said that you would prefer a dinner party to a table for one. Mm-hmm. If you were hosting a dinner party... And we were all going to be there. So, Karina, if you were going to have a dinner party tomorrow, and you were going to invite me and Jude and Moxie, what would you make for us?
I would let everyone try a lot of Japanese food.
Oh, nice. I love Japanese food. And curry. Of course, I should have known you'd say
curry. I would have lots of had everybody have fruits, vegetables, grain, and a lot of healthy things from the five food groups.
Oh, the five food groups. We haven't even talked about that. What about you, Jude? What would you make us all for dinner if we were coming over to your house?
I would make pasta.
You would make pasta, figures.
You're a pasta man, Jude.
I think what I would... You guys want to know what I would make if you guys
like
were coming over?
Yeah, it's like the only thing that I know how to make.
Oh.
But with my dad.
I would make sausage and kale soup because I saw a recipe yesterday for a sausage and kale soup that looked delicious.
Yeah, my dad saw about it and then he was like, oh,
stop shouting!
Okay. He's like, oh, I really want to make it. It looks, it sounds so yummy. I really want to make it.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
You're just impersonating me? Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes.
My voice wavers like that. It's like, oh, I love that recipe.
If you really love it.
Everybody, please stop shouting.
We're not.
Yes, you are.
Your headphones might just be a little bit loud, Jude. It's okay. So...
If you guys,
I'm interested to also know, is this your first time on the radio, Jude?
Yes.
Karina?
Yes.
Moxie?
No, because when I was little, I came here.
Got it. So if you could have a radio show on Heritage Network, what would it be?
It would be about art.
It would be about art. So there's art. You should listen to The Food Scene, hosted by Michael Harlan Turkell. It's about food and art. Karina, what about you? If you had a show, what would it be about?
It's also about art.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say curry. I don't think there's a show about curry. You should do a show about curry.
No.
No? Jude, what about you?
Making
pasta
things. Making things.
Making things.
Like robotics.
No, food.
Oh,
pasta, you mean?
What kind of food do you guys think would be good on radio? Because I think that, you know, if food is very visual, right? There's lots of cooking television shows. And this is a food radio station. But I don't know that there's a lot of shows on here where there's actual cooking. Like, do you think that you could represent how to make a recipe over the radio well with sound?
Oh, you could figure out how to make busy water.
Fizzy or busy?
Fizzy. I call it busy. Because all the bubbles are busy to go. It's going to the top. You can make busy water and then put the busy water close to the microphone so people could hear it. Buzz.
Are there any special foods that you guys can think of in your life? Like, is there a food that like you get to have at a relative's house or that only have for your birthday?
Oh, yeah, whipped cream at Hedy's house.
Whipped cream?
On Thanksgiving.
That's right. That's a good one, Moxie. So whenever you have whipped cream, does it make you think of Hedy's house?
Mm-hmm. And I also like helping make the whipped cream at Hedy's house because it's Thanksgiving and I love Thanksgiving.
I hate.
What about you, Karina?
Thanksgiving.
You hate Thanksgiving
because she doesn't like turkey. She told me the other day when we were stopping recess.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, some people have ham on Thanksgiving. Do you like ham?
Yeah, but
no,
we don't. We don't celebrate ham.
You don't celebrate ham?
we don't celebrate.
Do.
Thanksgiving.
You don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
No.
What do you do on Thanksgiving? Do you go to someone else's house, or do you guys just eat normal food?
Yeah.
And what about you, Jude? Is there any particular food that you really like that makes you think of someone, like in your family, like your grandparents, your aunt or uncle, your mom? Something special that you only have once in a while?
Mm.
No. I'll tell you what one of mine is. So, Moxie, do you know when we go to Gaga and Poppy's house?
Yes.
Your grandparents' house for Christmas?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the popovers there always make me think of Christmas.
What popovers?
We always have popovers.
Oh, yeah. You, like, pull them.
Oh, those are the those are the Christmas poppers. Those are different.
Those are really fun.
Those aren't really a food.
No, but you pop them, and then surprises come out. You each have your own, and the person next to you helps you pop them, and then the things inside are yours, only yours.
Yes.
It's really
true.
Fun.
It is true. Let's talk a little bit about Halloween, which is coming up.
Oh, yeah. Can I show you what I'm going to be? A couple nights ago, I got my Halloween costume, which I always get from my... from my grandma, which we were just talking about in Christmas. And guess what it was? Something a little boring, I think it was. Elsa.
So it's boring.
Kind of. But I have to wear it because she said I had to. But
why are you shouting?
I kind of want to.
You're shouting.
Karina, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Yeah.
I'm going to be an angel bride.
Nice. I thought you were going to say curry.
You could be a bowl of curry. Wait, your head.
You could be a bowl of curry for Halloween. That'd be really fun.
Your hair, like, covered. Make it look.
Yeah,
like
you could have
curry.
Like a plate around your neck. You could like make a big plate, and your hair could be the curry. What about you, Jude? What are you gonna be for Halloween?
I'm gonna be somebody from Star Wars.
Just anybody?
Yeah, like anybody.
Oh, just some random Star Warser?
Yeah.
Star Warser.
What is a Star Warser?
And is there any particular candy that you guys are hoping to get for Halloween?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Your favorite?
I do.
Snickers.
Snickers are your favorite?
Oh, I want Milky Way.
And what about you, Karina?
Well, I hate chocolate, so...
Jeez, you hate chocolate and turkey and chicken.
We were thinking about, on Halloween, I'm going to go to her house, and then when we knock on every door, she'll say, don't give me chocolate, give me other things.
I see. Well, how about can I just have your chocolate?
Yeah.
Because I like chocolate.
Okay, I do too.
Well,
we're
just about out of time, you guys. But I wanted to see if you have any closing thoughts, anything about food that you wanted to make sure you mentioned on the radio. Hold on, Moxie. We're going to start with Jude, and we'll go around. Jude, do you have any final thoughts on food that you want to let people know? Anything we didn't cover? Anything you're excited for?
No, not really.
Nothing at all. What about pumpkin pie?
No.
No pumpkin pie?
No.
All right. Snickers bars?
Yeah.
All right. Karina?
At Moxie in my class, we had chocolate baka, and
yeah.
I just saw it, and I was really excited to make it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What's chocolate baka?
It's like this bread that has like that is made
babka.
Chocolate and chocolate stuff.
Yeah. So it's bread that has chocolate in it. It's really good. We each got one piece and Harlow brought it in.
Oh,
I think
nice.
I like Nutella bagels.
Oh, those are good. I also sometimes get Nutella on sticks on the go.
I love that. Nutella and go.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me today on Feast Your Ears. It's been a very enlightening discussion about PS-132 and the food mind of a 7-year-old. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Feast Your Ears today. Big thank you to Kristen Baylor, my producer here, and David Tadashor for engineering. And, of course, a big thank you to Moxie and Karina and Jude for joining me in the studio. You can find Feast Your Ears, as well as lots of other great shows, at heritageradionetwork.org and on iTunes. And you can follow me on Instagram, @TheFoodBaller. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.